So I want to welcome you ladies to week five. Can you believe it's week five already? Of the Client Creation Program, 8 weeks to mastering the art of getting clients. And I know, Jackie, you're driving. So Tree and I will ground for you. So I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes if you wish. And we're just going to take a few nice deep breaths together. With a sigh on the exhale, beginning now. Again. And again. You're just noticing the quiet, the stillness that's available to you at any moment. That there's a quiet place inside of you that you can turn to for comfort, for relaxation, for stillness. And seeing if you can touch that place inside of yourself that's unbothered, that's unworried, that knows that all is well and everything's unfolding in divine timing. And see if you can allow yourself to just rest in this knowing, even if only for a few moments. All is well, I am well, my business is well, my home is well, my health is well, my community is well, the world is well, the country's well, even if on the surface it might seem otherwise. And taking another few moments to just remember the stillness that is within you. Letting your system, your nervous system, calm and settle and relax. As you're sitting in the silence, I'm going to read a short passage to you from the book Creating Money. And the chapter is called Coming Out of Survival. So it says here, if you're experiencing an ebb with money, meaning that you're experiencing an ebb with more money going out than coming in, don't panic. Do not lose confidence in yourself or think that somehow you have failed. The challenge of an ebb state is to believe in your future prosperity. Everything on earth is cyclical, and all phases are temporary. For every ebb, there is a flow that will follow. If you have a short or long-term drop in your income, remember that it will be temporary, and focus on what you are learning from this experience. It is a rare company that does not go through ups and downs in the flow of sales created by natural business cycles. As you reach higher and higher levels of mastery with manifesting, you will be able to draw to you what you need when you need it, and you will be less affected by these natural cycles. Use ebb periods to get even clearer about money in your life. Continue to magnetize and ask yourself, what is the advantage in this situation? There is always a higher reason for changes in the flow. Since you may have more free time during this cycle, use it to start doing the things you have been wanting to do. Acquire new knowledge, think, relax, explore new avenues, or take that long-awaited vacation. You might want to look at new directions your work might take and explore new ideas that are emerging. There is always a way out of an ebb. There are ideas in your mind just waiting to be explored and tried out. Pay attention to the beckoning whispers of the things you love to do, as well as to your dreams and visions. The universe works in perfect ways. It always serves my higher good. So the more you can appreciate the gifts you are receiving while the tide is out, the more rapidly the tide will come back in. Focus on the abundance you have rather than all the bills. See what new soul qualities you are developing, such as patience, trust, and love. Remember, you create what you focus on, and down cycles are always followed by up cycles. Think of a time in the past when you went through a hard time with money. See the strength that developed in you and how your life changed afterwards. When you look at the past, you can see how much progress and forward movement you have made after every ebb. Sometimes you need to spend money before you earn it, as most businesses do. If you are spending money on things that will bring you future prosperity, see this as a demonstration of trust in your future earning ability. I think I'll just stop there, but the affirmation is, the universe works in perfect ways. It always serves my higher good. I'm seeing you guys nod. I'm just seeing someone. Okay, great. So I'm just going to unmute the line, or actually I'll let you unmute yourself to see if there's anything that anyone wanted to say about that reading.
I agree with it wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
That wave of lack of and not having and that stress and just knowing that it too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that, you know what, you got to spend a little to get a little. So it's kind of like a little give and take. Just not letting yourself get so with it, buried. Because that's the only thing I have ever experienced in my past is buried. I've learned to kind of breathe and go, this is not the end of the world.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Hi. I'm sorry I'm late.
I'll say something if I can.
Please.
Because I'm in this cycle, I really appreciate
it. I was like, rather than send it to her, let me read it on the call.
Oh, good. I'd like you to send it to me, too. I appreciate all that you said in the passage. And, you know, I've had little glimpses in my mind, the higher self saying, you've been here before. but then it's a real test. And it's a test during this time for me. And especially since I'm, you know, it's interesting because I'm listening to that book, E Cubed, you know, and so it's just perfect. Yeah, just perfect. And I thought about the same thing, like maybe what can I learn during this time? Maybe there's a reason for it, but there's this need to control that is really hard to, it's pretty loud.
Well, it's interesting because in your message on the Facebook group, you said you've used the word trust a few times, and it's interesting how the word trust was in this passage.
Wow.
So it could be, only you know, but like, yeah, maybe you're learning to trust your cycles more, and that like clients have come in and they've gone, they come in and they've gone, and they keep coming. You know, and so I loved that that ebb and flow analogy that,
yeah.
And just that all companies have that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tree. Jackie, did you want to say anything? You're on mute. I can unmute you.
Okay. Am I unmuted?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if anything.
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Yeah, I did want to say something about that because I've been experiencing that for a little bit now, just being low. I say low on money because I never like to say broke, because death and life is in the power of the tongue, and I learned not to do that. And so I've noticed that, like everything that I need, I always, God always provides for me. A lot of times if I don't open my mouth and say a prayer to God, expressing what I do need or what I desire at the time, then maybe I won't get that. But if I say just a little less, like, I want to go out to dinner tonight, and I'll say a prayer or something, I say a prayer, and, I end up getting to go to dinner, like little stuff like that. And so I really wanted these boots, right? Because I've seen some of the flyer, they send advertising, but then they have these boots, and I don't have these particular boots anymore. Like, they're bear claws, not Uggs, but they still look good, though. But anyway, they were my size at Ross, and I didn't have the money for them. But then I really wanted those boots, and I was like, oh, man, they don't normally have my size. Anyway, long story short, I prayed about it, and then I ended up going back a couple of days later, and they were still there, and I had the money. So,
awesome.
So it's a matter of, like, and it's a matter of feeling good about it and not worrying about it, like, ask, believe and receive, mm-hmm. Ask, believe and receive. And I'm noticing the more that I do that, and instead of anticipating and, nail biting and all that, it tends to manifest itself.
Beautiful.
So now I'm just trying to do that with clients.
Awesome.
I can get boots and, and dinner.
Beautiful.
But yeah.
Thank you. So I love, since we're talking about cycles, so there's cycles to everything. There's cycles to money. There's cycles to clients. And even when you have clients, there's cycles to how they feel about their coaching. So I'll just use, we're pretty much midway through the program, right? And so sometimes unconsciously, people get tired, even though they're not telling themselves, I'm tired, but it's just like, and this can happen, and this will happen in your coaching. So one of the things you want to do when you start off, so like we're approaching the new year, right? Everyone gets really like this pump of energy. It's the new year. I'm going to work out. I'm going to make all these changes. Or the point I'm trying to say is that there's this rise of energy that feels really exciting. And sometimes that happens when you sign up for coaching, right? And you're like, I'm so excited. And then you're like, okay, the first session, second session, third session. And then you're like, oh God, I have a coaching call today. I haven't done my homework. Maritza's pointing at herself. I don't know if you can see her. And so you can even have cycles within your client's coaching program where they're really excited, but now they're being confronted with maybe they haven't done the work. Maybe, they're bumping up against some fear. Maybe there's some resistance and they think that they don't want whatever it is they said that they wanted now, even though 3 weeks ago they're like, I'm ready, Tree, I'm ready, help me find my soulmate. And then 4 weeks later they're like, well, I'm pretty happy by myself. I don't, I just feel like, my life is pretty full. I've got girlfriends. And so we do this without, and it sounds like the truth, and it might be, because sometimes people don't know that they don't want what they think they want until they're actually in this process, right? So I say this to say that, I've actually had clients who were so clear, or it sounded as though they were so clear, like, I really want to get coaching clients. But once we started coaching, they found that, oh, well, I only want coaching clients if I don't have to absolutely do anything, and that they just find me and come say, hey, I want to give you some money, right? But they're not necessarily thinking that when they start. So I just want you to remember the cyclical nature of everything. Like sometimes in the coaching relationship, you can be really motivated, lose motivation, and then you get motivated again, and then you lose motivation, but you keep pressing forward. So it's really important. You also want to notice your own cycles. You know, you could take something like working out. You could feel really excited this week, and then next week you're like, oh, I'm kind of pulling myself to do it. And so giving space for those cycles. I just want to do a quick review of what we've covered so far, just so you can kind of get the picture, right? So like we started off with setting the stage for success. And the reason we were doing that is like, okay, the reason why you want to have your success book or your success exercises, processes close is because when we lose motivation, which is inevitable, like, or when we're in an ebb, how are we going to support ourselves? How are we going to like nourish ourselves? Because that's when we need it more. When the money's flowing in, it's really easy to feel grateful. When everything's going our way, it's like, oh yeah, I'm good, I'm great. It's when things are much harder, that's kind of the most important time to bring out those tools. So you want to revisit, like, what are my success tools? What are the things that I'm using that help me stay high vibration, that keep me focused on the larger picture, not on every specific thing that's happening? So then we talked about nailing our niche, right? So who is it that you help? How do you help them? And what do you help them with? Of course, knowing that your niche can be flexible. Maybe you pick one and you decide it's not quite it. Like, it's kind of like we're constantly fine-tuning our niche as we start working with people. And then you came up with your prices and packages. Like, so what are some options that your clients have, you know, to work with you? Because maybe someone doesn't want to do a 6-month package. Maybe they just want to start with a group program, or maybe they want to start with a VIP day. And so you came up with a few touch points, a few ways for your potential clients to work with you. Then we talked about the next question is like, where do I find my clients? And so what are the ways that you can get yourself out there? So like Tree has a regular meetup that she hosts. So we talked about maybe doing a meetup. You have a bonus call on referrals. You know, how to collaborate with other people in compatible industries that could refer business to you. There was also in the video, I talked about, you know, having speaking gigs that you could create yourself. They don't even have to be that big, but in your local community. What else did we talk about? Maybe starting a Facebook group. You know, those are just some ideas, and some you can do. Like, I have a Facebook group and I also do my women's group. So it's helpful for yourself. A, it stays interesting when you have diversity in how people can work with you. So then we come to our free offer. And I said free offer, but it doesn't have to be free. It could be a nominal fee. It could be low cost, an introductory rate. You know, some people say, you know, my first session is half off. But with coaching, I recommend a free session because it's not like a massage. You're not going to try out a massage and then say, okay, I liked it, I'll pay you, right? So people get the tangible benefits right away. Whereas with coaching, sometimes it's like, okay, so I'm going to talk to you once a week or twice a month. How is that really going to help me? So once they're actually, like, don't you feel like there's a difference for you guys being in the program versus before you were in the program and I was talking about it? Does it seem different to you? Like, how would you know what you would get until you were actually here? The only way to get that is to have some type of experience with me. So the free experience that I had prior to the course was I did a 5-day challenge. You don't have to do a 5-day challenge, but that's one option. So I had a free offer. It was a 5-day free challenge. And I did videos with people, Facebook Lives, and they got to ask me questions. and they got written exercises. So it was a taste of what it might be like to work with me if they join the program. So that's kind of the picture. And so I'm just going to pause for a minute to see if anyone has any questions about where they're at now, if they feel stuck, you know, how can I offer you some laser coaching, you know, when you're looking at the framework. Okay, Jackie, I'll unmute you.
Okay. Okay. First, I wanted to say that you did give me a free session. It was to find out my personality, my money spending for personality.
Uh-huh.
And just that time we talked, that convinced me that I wanted to work with you. So that's a good idea. That's why I just wanted to say, yes, that is a good idea. So that's what sold me when we talked. Yeah, and then what I feel like I'm having a challenge with, I'm getting over the fear of, I had an event, a few years ago, and I was so nervous, and I felt that nervousness come back when I was doing this event, and then I had to shut it down, you know, and then, because I talked to you, you know, we had the, you talked to me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just decided, you know, no matter what, I'm not gonna go, you know, allow myself to go through that fear and stuff, because it's torment actually, and it doesn't help anything.
Jackie, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you, but I just want to say it's okay that that you feel afraid. Are you making that wrong?
Not disability. And I was like, I felt like I couldn't do nothing, you know?
I got it.
And so that makes you not want to do nothing at all. Like, you're so afraid. It's like, what should I do first, you know? So you don't want to do nothing. So, I still am nervous, though. But I, like, right now, I don't have anybody that actually committed to coming to my workshop. So I am a little nervous about that, because I've been trying the things that we talked about, and you know,
can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
Okay. So is your event free or paid?
Paid.
Okay. How much is it?
$25 per couple.
Okay. So have you actually spoken to people live to invite them?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, and what have they said?
Some people are busy. Some people, they're like, oh, okay, I'll see. I'll let you know, you know.
Okay.
And so that's about it.
So you've gone through your list already?
I mean, a couple more people, and I still haven't down in a venue, but I haven't nailed down a venue, so I'm still trying.
Did you post your event on Meetup?
Uh-huh, I did. And most people that was that responded, all the people were like single and divorced, and a guy.
Okay, so
I don't want to talk to guys by themselves anyway.
Okay, so let me just get this straight. So you're saying for your meetup, there are some people who said they were interested in attending.
Well, they were interested in my meetup because.
No, but I meant. Go ahead.
You go ahead if you want.
Okay, so I was just gonna say. So there's starting a meetup, right? And then there's saying, hey, I have an event coming next week. Did you do that piece is what I'm asking.
On the meetup, I did, that was the meetup was gonna be the event that I have. And then a lot of people join, I think it's because the way I label my meetup as, meet friends and can get the love you want, or okay. something like that.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to
ask. So that's what draws them in there. I think I should have said something else. I don't know.
Okay.
The name of the actual overhead is something like that.
Okay, so this we can do two things. One is I'm happy to look at what your meetup says, but I think right now in the moment, are you willing to practice with me right now and invite me to your meetup so I can, to your event so I can hear what you're saying and give you any suggestions?
Yeah, okay. Yes.
All right. So call me on the phone.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep.
Hello?
Ding.
Hello?
Okay. Hi, Khadija.
Hi, Jackie. How are you? I'm good.
Look, we see. I'm already messing up. See, that's where I get stuck. I don't really know what to say.
Okay, just try. But, I'll help you.
Okay. I'm calling you because I'm having this awesome event on the 26th, and I wanted to invite you.
Oh, really cool. What is it about?
It's about enhancing your, empowering your love relationship. It's going to be, yeah.
Oh, well, Mike and I are doing pretty good. Like, I don't know if we need to empower our love.
Everybody needs to empower their love. I mean, it's always good to just have some refreshments, just so that refresher, just to remind you of different things you can do to keep your relationship fresh.
Okay. Well, we haven't been out in a while. Maybe we could come. How much is it?
It's just $25 for the both of you, and also that is going to include a little entertainment, and also you're going to have a light refreshment.
Oh, wow. Well, do you think I could get it for $10?
Well, it is. It's a good introductory price. It's $25 for two people. So it is like you're almost like in it for $10.
All right. Do you accept credit card?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Okay. So let me thank you, Jackie, for doing that. Okay, so this is what I would say. So the first thing you want to do is what you did. You said you asked me how I was doing, right? And so I think it's okay to take, just first ask them, like, is now a good time to talk? So you want to always, for all of you, is ask them if it's a good time to talk, because you don't want to launch into something and then they have to go in 5 minutes. You just say,
yeah.
So then you say, how are you? How are things? It's okay to have like a personal conversation with the person that you're talking to. And then you can say, I was thinking about you.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to, should I come back to you, or are you?
No, it's fine.
Okay. So you say, I was thinking about you because I'm hosting this event on, and you really want to think about each couple that you call. So like that some people might be like, so like I said, well, Mike and I are doing great. I don't need to empower my love, right? So then something that you could say to that, well, like I thought about you because I know that you have a great relationship, and I thought it would be a fun date night out. And I think that you'd be a great model to the other participants. You know, everyone likes to be a model, right? Or like a role model that you, so it's not like, so you want to personalize your conversation to the person that you're talking to. So you might be talking to a couple who you know they're having hardships. You might be talking to a couple who maybe they're doing great, but they might learn some skills that you know that might help them. So you could, rather than come from the place of you might be having a problem, come from the place of like, oh, I think it'd be a really fun date night. It's only $25 for the two of you. And Jackie, one of the things I want you to do when you talk is I want you to, I know you're driving, but I want you to imagine yourself sitting up. And if it helps, sometimes I've had conversations where I'm actually standing, even though I'm on the phone, so I can like really be in my body and feel powerful when I'm talking to them. And I can use my body language or my hands. And it's not about them, but it's about you feeling like you're presenting them with something that you just think is so great and it would be fun for them to take advantage of, right?
Okay.
So, and you want to say, I thought about you because I know you told me you and Jim were going through some hard times, and I use these amazing tools called the love language. You know, you're going to find out your love language. You're going to find out how to communicate to your partner better. And, you know, is that something that, you know, you would like to do or you think that would enhance your relationship? So this is the place where you could do, you're not doing a lot of coaching, but you're asking some questions. So I gave you an example of someone who maybe you know is having a hard time, and then an example of someone who maybe they're not having a hard time, but you can present it as a date night, and you're going to present some fun tools that will help things, you know, spice things up. Do you know what I mean? So depending on who you're talking to, that's how you want to language things. So I'm just going to give you an example. So if I'm talking to someone about my program, there's a person who's never had a client. I can talk to them like, oh, this is what we're going to do. And then there's someone who's already had a client or who already has clients. How would my program benefit them? Do you know what I mean? So you want to take some time to just write down a few key points that you can look at if you're on the phone, and you can easily reference them. And it's not about you just saying, oh, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. It's going to be so great. You should come. Is you can ask them a few questions if the connection feels right about their relationship. Well, when's the last time you guys went on a date night? Have you heard of the love languages? Would you like to find out? Well, at this seminar, you're going to find out what your love language is, and this is how it's going to help you. So if you come prepared to your call with some questions for the person who is in a couple and they're doing great, for the person who's like on the brink of divorce, for the person who like they argue a lot, they don't understand. And then you just go back to the previous weeks where we talked about how your program is going to help them. So those are some things that you can bring to your conversation. I'm going to pause.
Okay. And
tell me what. Do you have any questions or thoughts about what I just said?
Yeah, I do. I felt so weird when I was talking to you and about the program. Is, you know, trying to get you in. I hate selling stuff to people, trying to sell stuff. But I mean, it did help. The thought of just standing, you know, like you said, standing up, feeling the, you know, the strength of my voice and all that, and the, you know, using my power within. Yeah. Well, that will help. And the writing down stuff about that couple before I, you know, talk to them. And yeah, I normally do say, is this a good time? I forgot to say that. Okay. I've learned that a few years ago, that's the best opener.
Yeah.
So.
And so one of the questions in, I think, this week's homework, I'm not sure if it's this week or last week, I asked, it was about sales, like how do you feel about sales or what don't you like about sales? And I really think it's good to write those things down and maybe call someone in the group, you know, and say, hey, Maritza, can I practice my, you know, call with you? So that, like, I've done so much practice that so you're not fumbling around by the time you're talking to someone because you've already kind of gotten your nerves out with somebody else. And then you feel like, so if you can approach the conversation as if I'm not calling them to sell them something, I'm calling them to invite them to an event. And you want to read all of those things that you hope people are going to get out of, that's what you're inviting them to.
Okay.
Any other?
So that's what.
Go ahead.
Is that what I'll be instructing at? Like, I'll be saying that. Let me learn about the five love languages and da 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 da.
Yeah, you can tell them that, but before you do that, I just want to make sure that you ask them questions about their, you know, without being too invasive about their relationship. Like, so for me, one thing, like if you were calling me, I'd be like, Khadijah, I know you just had a baby not too long ago. When's the last time you and Mike went out on a date? And then I would have to think about that. I'm like, oh my God, you know? Mike and I went to Costco over this weekend, and we were like, oh, my God. And my mom was watching the kids. Because usually, yeah. I'm at least with one of them. It's very rare that we're
Costco. Yay.
So we're like, oh, my God, we're going on a date to Costco. But do you see how, if you were talking to me, how you could personalize it to me? And say,
right. Yeah.
It's so
get out.
It's so good for couples to get out. It's going to be fun. We're going to have treats. Da 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 da. You're gonna learn about your love language. So I, you know, that would make me be like, okay. And if you're personalizing it to me, and if you're talking to a friend who's just like, oh my God, my husband just doesn't listen to me no matter what I say, you could say, I remember. You could be gentle with this. Like, I remember you were telling me that, you know, you have a really hard time communicating with your husband and he doesn't listen to you. And so in this workshop, I'm going to teach you ways to talk to him so that you feel heard, or, you know, how you can give him what he needs, that kind of thing. So do you guys, this is for all of you. Do you get how you don't just say, okay, I'm calling to invite you to my thing. You're saying you're personalizing it to the person that you're talking to.
Right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Cool.
A lot of sense.
So you're going to practice with someone this week?
Okay, I sure will.
Okay.
That's very good advice. Thank you.
Was there any final thoughts to say before we complete?
Yeah, I was just thinking I wanted to reschedule my workshop because it just seems so close and I don't have any, I've been spending more time being afraid than doing anything more. You know, I've been doing it, but I'm like feeling better now, but then I feel like Thanksgiving is that weekend and I feel like I would like to do it.
So you want to do it the following week, the week after Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kind of, because now I feel like I'm in a better place.
Okay. So you're going to pick that date and then it's okay. Even if you called people once and they said no, it's okay. You could call them and say, look, Maritza, I know you said you weren't coming, but I was thinking about you because I feel like you would really resonate with this work, you know? So it's okay to call somebody again if it feels right to you.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. So I'm going to mute you.
That's good. Ahead. Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jackie. Okay. Who wants to go next, Maritza or Tree? Maritza? Oh, okay. What does that mean? Okay. Say that again, Maritza?
No, that I have four shots. So it's you're here, I'm here, Tree's there, and right up under me is Jackie. So when I said like this, I'm like Tree.
Tree, do you want to go? Okay, let's see.
Sure. Thanks, Maritza. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm going to think. And I don't want to bring anybody down.
Well, how, give us an update. Say what's there. Whatever's there is okay.
Oh. I'm just not getting, I'm doing some supercharged sessions and not maybe to the right people, not getting clients. And even my cuddle sessions, and it might be the holidays, you know, I'm not even seeing from the site that I work for any emails coming in. I thought something was wrong, something, you know. And yeah, the past week or two, so it's kind of scaring me a little, and I'm having a hard time trusting. I think the post-election stuff has got to me a little too, and I'm really sensitive. And I don't know, I just started doubting a little bit. I'm doing a lot of work on myself, as you know, so there's a lot of growth work, and it's really helping me, like emotionally, not when I have stress, not to feel it in my body. And so maybe the universe or God is giving me this time to heal, but, you know, I need to pay rent at the end of the month. So, and then I went outside, and it was a beautiful day after my walk, and I was in the sun, and I was calling in my spirit guides and my archangels and asking for $500 this week. And I went to get the mail, and my parents sent me a birthday card, and they usually send me money. And so I'm like, usually it's like generous. Sometimes it's Christmas birthday, $400, $500. And it was $100. Mm-hmm. And I really tried hard afterwards to be, I mean, I was really grateful afterwards, but I really thought it was a mistake. And I was kind of counting on it. My dad's recently retired. So there's a part of me that was like, yeah, I was counting on that, you know. And I also feel grateful all my life that he's been so generous, you know. And so, yeah, there's things that I'm starting to, like, doubt. Like, I go into fear. I go into, oh, I should get a part-time job, you know. I should. There was a homeopathic doctor who I like who's looking for an office manager. So, yeah, I have a hard time just, you know, obviously when it's flowing and, you know, things are you're manifesting, it's much easier. And I know intellectually that when you feed that, it brings more. And when I'm feeding the lack, it's going to bring more. I know that on a conscious level, but it's so hard to do, you know?
Yeah. This is the time when it's tough, right? Like, it's easy to, yeah, to trust when, you know, the clients are there, the money's there. You're like, oh, of course, I'm taken care of and provided for. I have that experience. Yeah. Whereas when it's not, it can be scary.
And I think, you know, I'm definitely an overachiever, and I like to accomplish things. And I was going to do my video, as I told you, from my site. I think I told you or shared it on Facebook. And, you know, I had a certain thing I was going to wear, and I wanted to do my hair. So I brought that over to Chris's. And like I told you, I memorized it. So it was very clear that I was memorizing it, and I was in my head. And then yesterday I was going to do it again, but I wasn't feeling well, and I you know, kind of looked puffy, so I thought I shouldn't do it. But actually, I did something new. I went on, you know, so a lot of my clients are men who are engineers, and I finally picked the brain of one of the guys, I think I told you, who, you know, they're not going to look at a flyer, you know, on a bulletin board, like I would, you know. They're going to look online, and it's like, where do I find them? And so there's a place called Reddit, R-E-D-D, Reddit. It's not a place to advertise. It's more like a bulletin board where you share on different topics, you know. So I went in there today, and I started sharing about how confusing it is to be a man in this world and whatever. And I think I did mention my client, but I didn't go into, hey, who wants to come to my session? I wanted to bond with them first, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there were some responses, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. But the guy who responded was like, oh, yeah, that's an age-old, like, I don't know if he dissed me as much as he said, yeah, that's something that's been going on for years. And it wasn't like I was the wise one. I was kind of feeling confident in what I shared, and yet no one was just like, wow, you know, I don't know, my ego got affected, I guess.
Yeah. There's a lot there. Well, that's awesome. So this is a place where you can actually share whatever you want around, like, your dating advice.
Well, there's different sections, and I chose the one on dating, and a lot of times I looked at some of the people's posts. A lot of them are like, oh, this happened to me. But some, I think, are also therapists you know, so it's really overwhelming, to be honest with you. And so I don't know quite how to manage it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No, not at all.
So I know you brought up a part-time job. And I wonder, is that something you want to do? Like when you think about getting a part-time job, how did, like, what comes up for you?
A long day, a long day, stress. Well, that's a negative. You know, I'm pretty lucky with healing that I could sleep in if I want. And when it works with clients, it flows, it's great. But I guess a positive would be some security and cash flow. It's got to be the right place. What comes up for me is a little fear, because I've done a lot of the work around my family of origin and my dad's anger with employers. And so whether it's male or female, they were abusive, you know, and I don't want to do that to myself again. But I have to say, I've been managing Chris's trip to the emergency room. And if anyone's ever been to the hospital, you get a million bills, right? From different anesthesiologists and doctors. And so I've been helping him out and making calls to Medi-Cal. And I love doing stuff like that. You know, I used to do it. I don't want to do it full time. And so, yeah, it would have to be the right kind of job if she wants to hire me.
Maritza, let me just mute Maritza really quick, because it looks like she, Maritza?
Just 2 minutes. Yeah. That, you can be a patient advocate.
Huh.
You can go to your local hospitals. They're always looking for patient advocates. And if they're not, buzz in somebody's ear. Go to another hospital. I'm the matriarch of my family, and that's what I do. And someone told me that there's a job for me right there, but I'm like, I can do this for my family. I can't do it for everybody.
Right.
But if you enjoy something like that and it has paycheck benefit, patient advocates.
Yeah, thanks. Awesome. I actually did work for chiropractors, and I was pretty much managed the office. And so I was like the one they would go to for all sorts of things. It was pretty overwhelming though, and exhausting, you know, 10-hour days and all that. But yeah, maybe if I could find a part-time thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
It also comes up to me because it's how to manage everything. Like, am I still going to be able to have certain days that I focus on clients and workshops and all that? You know, I don't want to go backwards, you know?
Yeah. And so I wasn't saying that to say that that's something you should do, but I definitely think it's worth exploring.
Yeah.
So even you just writing, you know, the pros and cons,
and not
only that, but if you were to do it, on your terms, what would that look like? Because I know oftentimes when we're, you know, people are thinking about jobs, it's like, oh, it's not going to be on my terms. It's going to be on their terms, and I just have to say yes. But if it were on your terms and it were part-time, would that be something beneficial to you?
Yeah, and here's the thing too. I'm in Santa Cruz, and even though the engineers are here and the cost of living's high, people are still paying $10 an hour, and I'm so overqualified, and I'm realizing I wouldn't accept any less than 20 or 25 an hour. And so, you know, that would have to be on my terms, like you said, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's another thing. So the price that's on your terms, like the people that get paid $20 and $25 oftentimes are the people that say, I'm not going to work for less than $20 or $25 an hour.
Yeah.
So I would recommend just exploring that and doing the work about it being on my terms. And if it were on my terms, would I do it? And
right.
So it might take some, you know, doing a little journaling or some brainstorm or some writing to actually look at that. And
right.
I want you to know, because I talk to so many coaches, like, you're not stepping backwards if you were to take a job, because one of the things that happens is with this ebb and flow of being a service-based business provider, like if you're in the ebb, not having another source of income is something that's additionally stressful, right?
Yeah.
So then
yeah.
It becomes like, oh my God, I need to get a client from scarcity. Or like, so rather than living from paycheck to paycheck, it's like, okay, I'm living from client to client. I need the next client. So like, what
yeah,
are the... Go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe it's more like I'd hate to also get involved with a part-time job and commit and then my practice take over. There is a tutoring place. Again, you know, if I tutor, I'm worth like $50, $60 an hour. And these places maybe pay 20 or something. But I love tutoring. And so maybe there was someone who told me about her daughter doing it over the hill. And so that's the kind of thing that I could pick and choose. Do I want to take a new client at this point? So maybe I'd do that.
That's
tutor Spanish.
Yeah, it's so interesting because even when I was reading this, how they're talking about like during this ebb state, like all the creative ideas that we have. So like, there's some answers here, Tree. So even if it's not, like if you were to even just do the brainstorm of the job, like right. Just from our conversation, you're like, you know what? I actually love tutoring. And maybe it's true that places pay $20 an hour, but if it's something you love so much, you're probably really good at it. And you probably could find private families that would pay you $50 or $60 an hour.
Well, that's just it. This is what's coming up for me. I don't know if it's just the, I'm going to say it's an ethnic thing, but I'm not sure if it's the Indian culture because they're into a lot of, not haggling, but you know, like they make, I guess in India, even you can even haggle with a cop when he gives you a ticket.
What you know,
haggling would mean bring the price down.
Oh, okay. So like trying to negotiate?
Yeah. So what happens is I post on this great email thing. I get lots of responses. Most of them are Indian in Cupertino, and they have the money. And I tell them my fees, and they either find someone else or don't call me back. And, I mean, even once I did something different where I said, you know, I offer a complimentary consultation where I'll come and we'll meet and we'll see a good fit. And I'm going to try that out in the future because I know once they meet me and their kids, you know, I connect really well with the teens that they would hire me, but it's more like I'm at this place with, it was just like, you know, I charged $40 an hour when I was in 1980. And so, you know, 60 is not a lot, you know.
This is actually, so there's two things. One is like people will try to haggle or negotiate. And like, that's right. Where our job is to stand clear and like, this is my boundary. This is what I do. And this is what I don't. And you could refer them someplace else. But I love what you're saying about offering a free consultation, which is what we're talking about today anyway. Is
that
sometimes people are so quick to feel fearful or want to negotiate the price because they haven't yet had an experience of what the value might be.
Right. And even to say, even not even name the price on the phone and say, I really want to meet you and it depends on how often we meet. You know what I'm saying? Not even give them pay.
Yeah, which is what we do with coaching, right? Because
right.
If you say the price, people are like, that's too much, I don't have the money, or all these stories come up. Whereas when you actually have an experience with them, it's just like, oh, my kid really likes her. She seems mature. Yeah. She seems to know her stuff. She's experienced. That's why that warrants her price. You know what I mean? So I think that's a great idea. Yeah. And so I also know that you said you wanted to bring in $500.
Yeah.
I was curious, what are you offering right now when you have your supercharger love life session? What's the package that you offer?
So the 6 sessions is $497, so that's about $500. And the 12 is $897, prepay, yeah.
Okay. So one thing that you could do, is you could create like a single session offer that's like, so you said it's 6 sessions for $497, right?
Yeah.
It could be something like $197 or $249, but for a short period of time. And I have done this where it's like you want to generate some quick cash and people know that you typically, it costs this much to work with you, and that for, I don't know, 72 hours or 48 hours or for this week or the Thanksgiving special, you know, you're overflowing with gratitude. So you're having, I don't know, something.
What are you saying? Are you saying I give the six sessions for $249?
Yeah, I wouldn't even make it the six sessions. Like, you could create a session that maybe it's one session or two sessions, you know, and it's just for the Thanksgiving.
Oh, got it.
Holiday. So
again, what, you know, I keep on having obstacles in my mind that no one's gonna sign up now. They're too busy. So those, you know.
Yeah. Well, you won't know that until you actually try. You create something. The truth is, Tree, so many people are not busy. You'd be amazed how many people
really?
Are over the holidays, don't have family, don't have relationships.
Okay. Okay.
Maritz is going like this.
So I would do this. I would do this whether they've had a supercharge your love life session with me, or should I do it to the people who've had it and maybe to revisit them?
You could do it for both. You could just, you know. Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't know what the package is, but it could be like a 90-minute session. It could be maybe there are people that they want to go out for 2 hours. I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is, but. Maybe just a one or two session thing, and it's only available until, you know, months. So today's Friday, so like just for the week of Thanksgiving, so Monday through.
Well, Sunday. They don't have to come in then.
They just have to book it then. Yeah,
book it. Okay.
As long as they book it during that time, and so maybe some numbers that are coming up, and you can play with it. Like, it could be 197 or 249. So if you did two 249, that would be $500.
But for how many? I mean, am I giving more of a discount than usual? Usually, I don't do prepays for two sessions, and so that's why it's a discount.
Yeah, well, this is just for the Thanksgiving holiday. Like, you get to do whatever you want. You're breaking the rules for Thanksgiving because you're overflowing with gratitude, and you want to offer. And you want to make it limited. You want to offer three people. And it's okay if let's say three people sign up.
Right. First three people.
Yeah. So sometimes when you have that sense of urgency, people are like, oh my God, there's only three people. So of course, if you want more people to be able to do it, that's your discretion. But you can advertise that you have three slots for a special rate, you know, a special gratitude rate. Those are just the words that are coming to me right now.
I guess what I'm just not sure about is the price. So I think if I did something like $150 for two sessions or something like that, I don't know.
Yeah. And so if you did
several of those,
or four of those, or maybe how does if you did it a little higher, then you could get less people. So what? How do you feel about? Well, yeah, you could do $149 or $199. Yeah. But yeah, whatever number feels right, that's the right number, Tree.
Okay, thank you.
So that can be really useful. So the things to remember are to, you know, have a limiter, that it's limited to three people, and that a time limiter, that it's just for, it's going to end, I don't know, maybe after Black Friday. I guess Black Friday is next Friday, right?
Yeah.
So figure out when you want it to end. But I wouldn't make it too long, because then people keep going like this, like, oh, I'll wait. So
yeah.
I would say, like, you know, 3 to 5 day window.
Okay. And then what do I link? I mean, what do I tell them to get in touch with me by email, and then I take their card when they're interested, or do I?
Yeah, so you could either, how do you collect payments now, PayPal?
I have PayPal, and I have Acuity too. Not Acuity, the other thing. You told me about Zip.
Stripe,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you could either have a PayPal link in your post.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea. I know how to do that, actually.
You could do that, or you could say, call me, and we can, you know, they can call you, and they can sign up that way.
Okay. So I'm just immediately clear that they prepay. That the special ends this week, but they also say that I get appointments. We can schedule an appointment at another time, though.
Exactly.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if
that would be my birthday present too.
Oh yay!
On Thanksgiving.
If you're a part of any Facebook groups where your ideal clients are, where men are there, but or people who've attended your previous events.
Yeah.
Now's a great time. I find that sometimes people are willing to splurge on themselves more during the holidays, especially if they're feeling like, you know, they're lonely or maybe they don't have friends or family to spend time with. Like, they want a way to feel festive.
Right. And I could maybe do something like what I did on my December 4th event is say, are you feeling especially lonely during the holidays? You know, when you're single.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And you know what, Tree? Something just came to me. It's like, I know you're working with a lot of singles, but I feel like you could do stuff with couples, like you designing a special package for... Oh my God, I just had this huge download about that. I don't know if that's something of interest to you, but there's a lot that you could do with couples, not just in a couples workshop setting, but going to couples' homes and teaching them these intimacy tools or inviting them out. Of course, they would pay, like you could go to a hotel or some nice place where they could learn all these tools that you teach at your workshop just with each other. So I don't know how that...
I'm not feeling ready. I'm feeling like the support myself talk is like, I need to learn those tools first, you know?
I just have to, okay, I'm just going to plant the seed, but you are beyond ready. Just with the work that you do at your workshop, you're beyond, like there's, I know we're all coaches. We like to learn. We like to grow. But I just had this like download, like, oh my God. To have someone literally, because some people are so private and afraid to be in public spaces. Mm-hmm. And that could be an additional thing that you do with couples, like teaching them all this intimacy training that you've learned. And I feel like you could easily make $500.
Well, I'm going to go to these NBC classes before I do that. I want to get some more tools. I've been wanting to go to NBC classes, I want to get more tools in the tool belt. But I don't feel qualified, but I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
And so with all my heart, I know you don't feel ready, and you have to feel ready to do it, but I know without a doubt that you're qualified. And go get the NBC training, but you're going to say one day, Khadija, you told me, but I'm, do you guys, Jackie and Maritza are my witnesses. Tree.
Okay.
You got this.
Yeah, we could play some of the games that I play in the couples thing.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Okay, but for now, you're going to do a special deal for your...
I think I'm going to do it even to the ones who had a free session and never did anything with it. Who knows? So in order to have this, they don't have to have had my supercharge session, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Okay. All right, good. I'm going to do that. I have tomorrow. Tomorrow is staring me in the face with nothing going on.
Anything else before we complete?
Well, I don't know if you can give this to me now, but I guess I have to think about it. I'd love to have I always struggle with a catchy subject for my email because that's so crucial. Mm-hmm. You know, and they say if you say something odd, like grandma's chocolate chip cookie, someone might open it, you know, just out of curiosity. And I don't know what to, I feel really stuck. So that's something, I don't know, but you're getting anything there.
Nothing's coming now, but maybe what you could do once you start doing some writing about it, just,
the group.
Yeah. Whatever buzzwords are coming and then, maybe we'll be able to play off of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tree. I'm excited for you. I look forward to seeing how things
are. Me too. This was unexpected to be suggested this because I'm just like, I thought I was hopeless. Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, Maritza, where are you? You know what's so crazy is that no matter how many people are on this call, it seems like we can still fill it up. Huh? It's like,
and it's all applicable because everything that's happening, like I'm so honored, and Tree, I just want to tell you that you are above and beyond ready to do what you need to do. okay? I'm just going to suggest to you that you go on YouTube tonight and find a meditation that's going to clear the fear from you and embrace the abundance that is so inside of you, okay? Because that's all you need. You need a little voice inside your head to go have a seat, and you need to say, hey, I could do this. Because I was there. I was so there. I prayed on it. My update is that I got a job working from home, making $12 an hour. I was drowning in debt, and I still am, and it's okay, but I didn't give into it. I said, you know what? The worst thing that I've done is have no communication with my parents. That's the worst thing that I've done. And it's been because my mom is that little voice in my head that goes, oh, you shouldn't do that. Oh, here's some money and pay it. Maybe you should get rid of that. And I don't want that anymore. I don't want to have that limited, you know, that ceiling always sitting right here. And so in order for me to get off of this cycle, the wave, I had to pray on it, and I had to disconnect. And I was like, you know what? My parents, thank God, they're healthy. They're together. They're not too far. And I'm going to go see them tomorrow. I spoke to them today, which was another, I shared with Khadijah. I had a family member pass away today. And she had pneumonia, which was insane because I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, she was fine, you know, and she was like, she's gotten sick, and you know, it is what it is. And so I say that to say that we are here and we are all learning, and fear has no place in our space. Doubt has no time to be in our space. You know, at this moment, it is about us getting past all of that. Who's this? No, I can't have him in here. That's why I asked you to text me when you're doing. You can't. So at this moment, it's just about, like, now what I'm overwhelmed with is what to do. Because I am, like, scheduling-wise with the dogs, with my house. Like, I'm actually becoming my own first client in time management, because I feel like, oh my God, I have to go clean my kitchen. No, I have to, you know, do my work from my job. And no, I have to do homework because I have homework. Yeah, no. It's been one day after the other. And this week has been awesome. Like yesterday, I know what my good days, you know, what my good day of focus is and what time of the day it is. And I'm learning that I need to do certain things. I sat down today. I asked for help, which is another big thing. I had a conversation with my daughter. She was my soundboard. And I was able to kind of put it out there on the table and say, okay, I need to get this done. She was like, well, then plan it out like this. And I said, well, my focus time is during these hours. And then I kind of, you know, kind of go through whatever I need to go through. She said, okay, perfect. Then now it's like, now I sat here while I was talking to my mom. I was like, all right, I'm going to wake up at a certain time. I'm going to get the dogs ready, and I'm going to be ready to work a certain time. Then I'm going to have lunch. I'm going to have breakfast. I'm going to make time for dinner for myself. Like, these are things that I always tend to kind of let go. Mm-hmm. And I feel so empowered. Mm-hmm. And so powerful. Like, I know, like, listening to Tree talking about, oh, that, you know, if I do a part-time, that it's going to overflow into your business. No, that's the beauty of this. You can turn it off. You can say, hey, you know what? I just need peace of mind and meditate on it and be like, listen, bring me that job that I need so that I can pay some bills, have some flow in the meantime, because I still have to develop my package. I still have to develop myself. I have to develop my skills. Tree, you are my inspiration because you do workshops already. So girl, I'm like rooting for you because you're the one that's like, hey, Khadijah's our guru. Forget that. She's just our guru. She's a wordsmith guru, and we're following her. We're like little penguins, just, oh, little chickies. That's what it is.
Jackie's laughing.
Yeah, because we are.
So A, number one, yes. Did Tree want to say something? Let's see here. Were you going to say something, Tree?
I wanted to be more part of it. I want you to know I'm lying down in my bed, but I still hear everything. I was just stretching out, but I wanted to admit that. Thank you for that, Maritza.
So A, two things that came to mind is that you said you're working on your whole time management thing yourself, which is great. Like, these are things that you could create content videos around, Maritza, or posts, you know, like, because people struggle with time management. They're so overwhelmed. They don't know how to, you know, like, something as simple like, hey, do you schedule your meals? You know, like, as busy entrepreneurs, and since your niche is working with entrepreneurs, you know, like, it can be really hard if you're working from home to have a schedule, and it could seem like the days blend together, the hours blend together, and these are just a few tips that can help you. Like, I talk to a lot of women who don't even eat. It's like 4 o'clock, they look up and they haven't had breakfast. You know what I mean? So yep. Like, all of these little tips that you're discovering for yourself, these are things that you take for granted that someone on Facebook would be reading and being like, oh my God, that helped me so much. I wasn't scheduling my lunches. Now I'm scheduling my lunches. Now I have specific days. Go ahead.
I get that. No, I get that. That's an awesome, like, as I'm experiencing this and as I'm going through it, share it. Put it on video, which is not my comfort zone. We all know that. Put it on video and just let it be.
Video, it could just be a written post. You know, like, it could be, because sometimes it's interesting because I try to do a mix and I haven't, you know, done a video in like 2 weeks. But, you know, sometimes, you know, a post is really quick and easy to read. You know what I mean? Sometimes people don't always look through a whole video unless people are really into videos.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. It could be a video or a post. And you could do both. People don't remember that, oh my God, Maritza did a video on this, now she's doing a post. So it's just a matter of, you know, people digest and learn differently. Some people are very visual people. Some people prefer to look at words. So if it feels like too much of a leap for you to do a video on it, you could just start jotting notes. Like, literally, this is some things that I'll do. So, like, Jackie, we've been talking about, she's doing her events coming up and she's noticing some fear, right? So for me, that's a great teaching point because I see this with a lot of clients. It's not just her that, like, oh my God, I was really excited about my workshop. Now that I set a date, you know, I'm feeling afraid. I want to push the date back, blah, 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 blah. So I could write a post or do a video like, you know, what to do when fear comes up around hosting your event. Right? So Tree was just talking about, hey, I'm in an ebb. I mean, she didn't use the word ebb, but I'm saying ebb because we were reading the book. Like, I'm in a down cycle with clients. So I could write a post on, like, well, what to do when you're not, you know, in between clients? How do you deal with, you know, being in between clients? And so you're saying I'm having issues with time management. So this is for all of you. Like, everything that you hear your clients say, because it's themes across the board. It's not just one person, you know? And so other people will relate to those stories. So I just want you to be thinking about, even if you aren't ready to actually write the post, just be jotting down these ideas because these are potential subjects that you can use. And so Tree, so like she works with single guys. So any issue that someone says, like, oh, they've never, they're afraid to ask women out. They don't know when to kiss them. Like, those are posts or videos that some guy's gonna read and raise his hand like, oh my God, that's me. I never know when to kiss a woman. And he's gonna be like, thank you so much for doing this video for me. Now I know when to kiss a woman. So I'm just wanting you, because sometimes, like, we're so creative and, like, you just listed so many things right there. You're eating your meals. You're waking up at a specific time of day. You're sleeping at a certain time of day. That's value.
That's self-care.
Yeah,
that's
self-care. Yeah, absolutely.
You, You introduced me to that lovely word, self-care, and I've taken the time to honor myself first before I give myself away to anything or anyone.
That right there is a great thing. What you just said, that I take the time to honor myself before giving to anyone else. So like today in my group, you said that I'm a nurturer. So you could do something like, do you take care of everybody before taking care of yourself? I know what that's like. I used to be the same way. And this is what, you know, happened to me as a result. Now I'm the first person that I take care of. And this is how it's enhanced my life. So there's always like a teaching point when you're creating some content, you know, or some wisdom in there. So awesome. So is there any place where you're feeling stuck or you need help around your niche, around your coaching, around where you're at?
Nope. I'm comfortable at this point because I know I've been taking my notes. Like every time I, you know, get anywhere, I jot things down. So I'm slowly, like I said, I'm figuring out my bedtime, my wake up time, my focus time, what time I'm going to do X, Y, or Z. And that's enabling me to do, like today was, I had to run out and I've had very little time to be in front of the computer. And like I said, I asked for help, which was something that I was not normal, you know, to do. So my daughter she had to step out. She took the dogs with them. She took the dogs yesterday to the park. So she made them tired. Mm-hmm. You know, there's little things that I've been doing that I'm noticing now that if I would do this on a regular, I wouldn't have this overwhelming feeling that I have to take care of everybody.
Yeah.
And just asking and communicating with others has been an eye opener this week. Yeah. And it's only Thursday.
Yeah.
It started on Monday.
I just want to say to all of you, I know that we're at week 5. It's okay if you haven't gotten to all the work yet. Like it's, I think that it's a thoughtful process. Do you know what I mean? So sometimes just even looking at the words, thinking about them, and you take a little stride forward, it's like you're going to get greater clarity. It's going to evolve for you. So I just want to encourage you to stay engaged. We have the Facebook group for a reason. I know it's been quiet. It's in an ebb, right? And so because you ladies were on the call, I want to encourage you to help with the flow. So that means doing a video on any, like you don't have to say, oh my God, I've got 5 more videos to do. Let me go do my 5. Just do one video. Pick one of from the 5 weeks that you haven't done that you want to do. And each time you do that, it's like it's you showing up. And it's interesting because to me, being on video feels like, okay, I'm doing a presentation, even though you're just talking to your computer screen, but you know people are going to see it. Mm-hmm. But it's great practice. Like I know Jackie wants to be a speaker. I know, you know, we've talked about you doing training with public speakers, and that's something that you're really good at. Like, and you said here in this talk here that it's a stretch for you. So I want to invite you to stretch yourself and be cheerleaders to the other people on there because it's contagious. You know, it's like the more videos you see, the more people want to post. The less videos you see, the less people want to post. So I'm going to unmute Jackie because she looked like she was saying something. What were you saying, Jackie?
Oh, no, I said I need a cheerleader. I love that, you know?
Yeah.
She knows that though.
So, yeah, I want you to cheerlead each other. So because Maritza, you brought up debt, I just want to read another part of the passage that I didn't read, but it just seems like it might be a good thing to read. Let me see if I can find it here. Okay. So the affirmation here is that my debts represent my and others' belief in my future earning ability. I thought this was so powerful. I'll read it again. The first time that I heard debt described this way, my debt represents my and others' belief in my future earning ability. So if Sometimes it seems necessary to borrow to make ends meet, to buy things you need, or to finance a new venture. If you have gone into debt, don't let the fact that you have debts keep you from feeling prosperous. If your debts seem unmanageable, if you feel you have borrowed beyond your ability to pay, go back to your original belief that you would be able to pay these debts off easily. You trusted yourself to have future income when you borrowed money. Keep renewing that trust. Rather than worrying about your debts, pay gladly even a little payment each month. Visualize the amounts becoming less and the debts will eventually be paid off. Worrying about debt is non-productive. You may prefer not to be in debt, but you are not going to get out of debt unless you focus your mind on creative ideas and work instead of worry. If you cannot make a payment, remember to keep in touch with your creditors. Tell them of your intention to pay and send as much money as you can, even if it is only a portion of the payment that is due. Creditors are delighted to hear from you and usually will accept whatever you can afford to pay if you make payments on a regular basis. And then I'll just read this part. If you are in debt and you want to get out of debt, start by figuring out the total amount you owe. Then forgive yourself if you've had any bad feelings about this debt and realize that you borrowed because you and those you borrowed from believed in your future earning capacity. Picture your debt being totally paid off. Imagine the account reading $0 due, paid in full. See yourself making the last payment. Make the scene as real as possible. Experience the good feelings you will have. Don't worry about how long it might take to pay a debt off. It will occur faster than you think. When you get ready to pay the next installment on your debt, first write out pretend check for the full amount. I'll just stop there, but let me go to Maritza and then I'll go to you, Jackie. I see you.
Okay, yeah, I agree. It hits home as to the whole, you know, it's how you receive it, how you perceive money and debt. Hmm. Debt can be something that can be debilitating. The word debt specifically can be debilitating, can be something that holds you back from going forward because you can't, because you don't have enough, the lack of. And that's a muscle that I've been exercising as well, that I'm trusting myself. It's funny that you put it out there like that. I just hit up my cousin because she's always believed in my future earnings. And so, you know, to believe in my future earnings is more powerful than anything. And I've been learning to do that. Case in point, I had just a quick story. I had a headlight blowout. I live in the mountains. Headlights are very important here. So when it gets dark, you want lights.
Yeah.
So I went to the store and there was a $9.99 bulb for that one light. Or, hey, Maritza, you live in the mountains. You need some bright ones. Get two of them for $50. And I did. I didn't think about, oh, I need to get other things. Or, oh, I can't afford it. No, I thought about my well-being. Mm-hmm. I thought about what I can afford. I have it. Here it is. You know? And this is what I know that I'm going to be quadrupling this in a matter of weeks. So onward and upward.
There's
nothing to hold us back.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations on your new job, and stay connected on the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll go to Jackie. I know you had something to say. Mute. Jackie.
Oh yeah, I was just saying I wanted you to keep reading. That's all.
Oh.
I was enjoying it.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah. It's funny because I've read this book so many times, but each time I land on a page, it's like I'm reading it for the first time. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was good advice. That was very good advice.
I think it's so powerful because usually when you hear people talking about debt, it's like, you know, there's such this heavy energy, but when they're saying that, like, you believed in yourself, like you took a chance, you invested in yourself, right? You know, you used a credit card because you knew you were going to make it back, you know, and it's funny because I think you may have heard Tree's story where she used a credit card for us to start working together, and she made her money back and then some, right? Oh, so she believed, even though there was a part of her that was afraid, she believed in her future earning potential. And and just that the creditor believed in your future earning potential. Now that's a twist. Because usually we're like, oh my God, the creditors, but like, oh no, they believe, they had faith in you, your ability as well. So we are, seems like we're at coming to a close here. Was there anything that anyone else wanted to say before we complete? Okay, Tree. Well,
I thought it was till 6 o'clock.
It is, but you know, if since it's just us today, if there's more that you guys want to talk about, we can. I'm not.
Yeah, I had something I want to say too.
Sure, go ahead.
But it's up to you. No. This was just coming to me too because I like doing the life coaching. That's my vision of what I do. But mostly my heart is into singing though. And like I've been really wanting to, really, I feel like I'm getting drawn towards doing that, and you know, pursuing that and putting a band together and all that, and also I feel like I feel like I can't move like fast. I mean, like really move ahead until I finish my second book or something. Mm-hmm. That's what like I keep hearing the voice inside of me. Finish the book. I need to finish my book.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
I don't know if that will be causing some kind of block or something.
Yeah. So, what would finishing your second book do that your first finishing the first book didn't do?
Well, it's going to be more powerful. I know that. Gonna help more people. I mean, and it's gonna like kind of springboard, like just when that one that was gonna be, you know how people they think you're a new artist but actually you wrote a couple books, then they read this book and they find out you wrote some more books, you know. Okay. So I think it's kind of be like that.
Okay, so tell me, so tell me, Jackie, so if you have the success that you hope for with your second book, what would then be different? So what would be happening in your life if that happened?
I believe that will open up doors for, you know, for the motivational speaking, for the, you know, just because I'm more of I want to talk to a crowd more than one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I'm more like, you know, and so I just believe that will open up doors because it would get my name known.
Okay, cool. So what I hear you saying is that if you had your second book, you feel like it would open doors for you to be a motivational speaker, right?
Well, yeah, for me to motivational speak.
Anything else?
Also, I'll get this, you know, I would also, you know, have my singing would be noticed more, also will be noticed.
Okay.
Because of because people want to get to know who I am or whatever.
Okay, great. So tell me, your second book is published and they want you to come speak at some big venue, what are you going to speak about?
My life.
Okay.
And how I overcome, how I've gotten better. But first I'll probably sing them a song.
Okay. So Jackie, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I'm going to let you decide. So you have an event in 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be called Empower Your Love. So my question to you is, do you want to do a workshop for couples, or do you want to make it a lecture where people come and listen to you speak and you sing?
A lecture? I never thought about lectures. Is that like a...
Well, so a lecture just means that you would talk. So like, just imagine it being like a motivational speaking engagement. So basically, do you want that event to be a speaking gig where you're talking to people, or do you want it to be where you're interacting with couples and you're teaching them the tools of the love languages?
I think I will be better. I would like to tell my story.
Okay. So, why don't you do that?
I think that would be better because I'm creating love.
Yeah. So the name of the book, Marissa just asked me what the name of the book was. It's called Creating Love.
Oh, okay.
So what my recommendation is, and it doesn't have to be one or the other, maybe it could be this first event is you giving a talk. And so a talk is whether it's a speaking engagement or you motivational speaking, bless you, Tree, you can turn this event into a talk. And so you're going to invite people. You're going to come up with the name of your talk. And you're going to, like you said, you would sing and then you would speak. So why don't you turn it into that, young lady?
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
I'm trying, because it makes sense too, because even though you said the couples thing, that made sense to me too. But, you know, still getting like what makes real sense, you know what I mean? And I'm hearing, but yeah, that sounds like a good thing. I don't really.
And so I want you to know it's not one or the other. It could be both. Like, it could be that your first event, because what you just told me is I'm being told that I need to write my second book. And so I asked you, like, well, what is doing getting your second book going to do? You're like, it's going to allow me to be a motivational speaker. And I just want you to empower your love, your love for Jackie, to know that she doesn't have to wait until her second book comes out to start speaking. And the truth is, because of all the fear and the anxiety that you've talked about, give yourself the opportunity to practice on smaller stages so that by the time you write your second book and you're invited to a big stage, you feel like you can like stand in that.
Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know how to get people to invite me to a smaller stage.
Yeah, you're going to create the stage. So right now, you're the producer.
Can I do it online? Like on, what is that one thing called?
Absolutely. You can create an event, you know, for free and then invite people and have it like on this format, on Zoom or on the phone. But you could also contact organizations and say, hey, can I come speak to your sorority? Can I come speak to your organization about this topic? You could contact another church. The point is that, and you could invite people to your house and say, I'm going to give a talk on this.
Give a talk, okay.
So tell me what's going on in your mind. It seems like you're like, what's going on there?
I'm trying to draw people. I'm really, really trying to get back into it hasn't always been easy to draw people to me. So that's the thing, like when you give in a talk and you give in anything, you gotta know that people are gonna come and support you, or they're gonna wanna hear your talk and wanna, you know, come to you. So that's the thing.
So are you saying that it has been easy to draw people to you, or it has not?
It has not. Yeah. So and then to keep them, to keep coming, you know?
Yeah. So I think that one of the advantages to you starting your meetup, so you know they give you three, right? So you have the couples one. Mm-hmm. You primarily want to talk to women or to men or to both?
I just want to talk to women.
Yeah. So you could, so one of your groups is for the couples. You could start another group that's just for women, right? And you could tell women that you're just going to come talk. I wouldn't focus on the numbers, Jackie. Like, I'll, even if you have three or four people that are there to hear you talk, mm-hmm. it's good for you. It's the same thing when we were talking about you doing your Empower Your Love workshop. Because it's like you have to get it for yourself first. And then if you do it over and over again, it something starts to gain steam. So like for a while, I was doing a weekly women's group. The numbers varied every week, but people started to hear, oh, every week she has a group. Every week she has a group. So Tree has a group. So now she's kind of built a reputation of people knowing, oh, that singles, that couples event, that singles event is every month or twice a month. Mm-hmm. So you have to let the fire catch.
Right.
And what thoughts are you having right now?
Well, the thought that I was having even about just like right now, because I would love for you ladies to read my book because then you would kind of understand me better or where I came from. It's a really good book too. So, but, I had a love addiction, really talking to guys for me. I don't really want, it wasn't a sex addiction. Let me get that clear. It was not sex. Okay. It was love. And I already felt comfortable talking to guys too much because I really want to focus on women. And,
Jackie, there's your topic. So you can do a talk by phone, by Zoom, in person, on love addiction, and you share your story and ask them if they have any questions. So mm-hmm. when you think about that on a scale, like what do you feel more excited to do? Your talk on love addiction where you're also talking about your story and your book, or and I don't mean either or as in forever. I just mean as in your first workshop 2 weeks from now. Is it going to be on love addiction or is it going to be Empower Your Love?
I think love addiction is more, okay. I mean, I know how to empower the love. I'm really working on that still now. I'm empowering my love.
Okay.
With my own relationship. And also, so yeah, I mean, I guess love addiction, but then I've learned, like over, my book was gonna be called Love Addiction and I changed it to Waiting for Love. But I don't know, I've been talking about love addiction over on Facebook for so many years now. And like, I haven't really got that audience, you know?
So Jackie, this is where you're gonna get stuck, is that you have to just choose something and go with it for the date. You're just gonna pick something.
Yeah.
Even if it feels scary, so that after you do it, you're going to have more information about how to move forward. And so what I want you to do, I'm encouraging you to stick with it, doing an event when you said you were going to do it, even if you change the topic. But I think that it's important for you to pick a date and say, hey, it could be, you want to decide if you're going to do it in person, on the phone, or through video conference. You can make it free, you know, and just invite people. You can invite the people that are on this call. Like, would you come support my talk on love addiction? Mm-hmm. And we can record it, or you can record it so that you have something to share with people. Like, hey, I'd love to come talk to your organization about love addiction. Here's a video or here's an audio of a recent talk I just gave. Okay. And so this is for all of you. You know, sometimes it can seem like there's so many decisions. Do I do this? Do I do this? And after a while, you just be like, you know what? I'm just going to pick this. I don't have to stay with it forever. just so that I can have a breakthrough, just so I can pass through this thing that's like wanting to keep me over here. So like there's a part of you that's wanting to stay back there, even though there's a part of you that's wanting to move forward. And the way to bust through that is to just say, I'm going to do a talk or a workshop on this date, and I'm going to invite people to come. You got your sisters here. If you do it on telephone or video, I'll come support you. And can you commit to that, Miss Jackie?
Yeah, I can. And I think I still want to stick to empower your love, because when I do think about it, it is, even if I just want to speak to women, speaking with the couples will be we'll be speaking to women. And plus it'll be like, because I the things that I've been through are what I wanted to have in a relationship. I can teach them, you know, what I learned. So the couple thing is actually better. But, you know, my first heart was just talking to women. But when I think about it, yeah, I think I need to. And I will commit to it, a talk. Or, you know,
The reason why I called it the Client Creation Program is just to put us, the power with us, that we create. So like Tree's like gonna create a new offering for Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? So like rather than, you know, looking for people to give you the opportunity, you're going to create the opportunity until they're like, oh, Jackie, we see you've been talking. Will you come speak to our organization? So for the time being, you're going to just keep producing. You're going to keep singing. You're going to keep shining. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, someone else with a bigger platform or stage wants to invite you. But I think too now, it's important for people to see like what you've done and the following that you've created, because now they now have proof of concept of like, oh wow, she's been out there. People are enjoying her work. We want to introduce her to our audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where I need to work on being consistent. Like, you know, doing something every Tuesday, like this is helping me every Thursday, you know? So, and then I can commit to something like Periscope. I had a good following one time and then I kind of just like dropped it and then didn't pick, you know, I went back to it and it wasn't the same. So,
So are we good for now? Are you going to go and still you're going to continue with your Empower Your Love workshop?
Yes, I'm going to stick to it because I have some really good ideas already. And so I'm not a quitter, so I'll feel weird not doing it. Cool. And so, yeah.
So I'm going to complete with you so I can go on to Tree. We have a few, a little bit of time left. Thank you so much, Jackie. And I'm so happy. I'm proud of you for sticking with it, even though all the stuff is coming up.
Okay. Yeah. So I am going to reschedule it. So I'm not going to reschedule it again.
Okay. We're counting on you. We're watching you.
Okay.
All right, Teresa. Let's unmute you. There you go.
My mind is just going with how to do this flyer. All these ideas kept on popping in, you know, with my offer.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to call it a one-time gratitude coaching offer or something like that, you know. One-time gratitude coaching offer. I'm not sure.
One-time gratitude coaching special?
Special. That's good. Yeah. And the only thing that I wasn't sure about is, you know, I was going to do a little bit, you said, like, during this time of Thanksgiving, I'm overflowing with gratitude and would like to offer blah, blah, blah. But I also feel like you have to have some pain points in there. And I didn't know whether I should say, wish you had someone special in your life, especially during the holidays, and blah, 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 blah. I can help, you know?
Yeah, that's good. Or, like, you know, like, you know, you don't want to let another year go by feeling confident, you know, because that's what
not
we
getting
do,
any
right?
younger, not getting any younger.
Younger.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
You want to master, you know, your, you know, dating and women once and for all, you know?
Yeah. Well, the only thing that, you know, to be honest with you, I keep on like getting red flags. Really hard for me to do these sales things.
What's
you know? So to say, available. Like I could say the special gratitude offer for 72 hours, but to say available to the first 3 or 4 clients, it's really hard for me to say that.
I got it.
I feel like a salesperson.
Yeah. If you don't, I would only say it if you feel comfortable saying it. But you could say that it's limited.
Yeah, that's true. Limited offer.
Yeah, limited offer.
I'm fine to say that it's available for 72 hours and limited yeah. You know, offer.
Yeah, that's yeah. enough of a limiter. Yeah, you know, that it's 72 yeah. hours.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you're doing some work over there.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, again, I don't know what to put where, but I'll figure it all out. But I was going to say something like about give yourself the gift of 2 coaching sessions to help you attract the love you deserve and desire. Mm. Something like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
And desire.
Yeah.
You deserve and desire, yeah. And then, you know, maybe you could put in some of the results. You know, that your clients have gotten.
Yeah, to say I work with clients who, that one?
Like, well, yeah. You, no, meaning that, like, you could make the 2, so, like, on my sales page for this program, like, I had some clients, and it was really short, like, I could say one of my clients, he went from,
you
know, not dating to getting, you know, this many numbers, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, like he went.
Well, like the one, yeah, like you told me to do in my intro. Like yeah. one of my clients when he first came to me wasn't comfortable hugging, and now he's attending cuddle parties. Or I could, you know, even talk about the introverted yeah. one, and then about the woman who, you know, was dating a lot on sites, not meeting the one. And then, how short do you keep those one of those?
Yeah, things? I would keep it really short. So mine isn't more than like. So like, for example, I use you and I say, that she got 7 clients in, the 3 months we worked together, right? Like that's pretty
okay.
short, you know,
yeah.
Or she, increased her income by 14% or.
Right. I don't have to say I'm dating this many women. I can say to actively dating went from, yeah. you know, yeah. Okay.
From a dating drought to a. Abundant.
I don't know how to make it short about the woman who had the man in her life, kept on coming back, but she was, you know, actively on a dating site, not getting the results she wanted, and then, like, literally it was in, like, 6 sessions that she met the love of her life, you know?
Yeah.
Because of the work that we did, yeah.
Yeah, so just those little pearls make such a difference.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think using the word special, 72 hours, that's a good, and also even painting a picture, like imagine if this time next year you were X, Y, and Z.
You know?
So like imagine if I said to you guys, like imagine this time next year you had your own income product making you, you know, a passive revenue of $5,000 a month. You'd be like, oh my God, right? That's amazing. So painting a picture of what's possible is awesome.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is like what goes first. I mean, I've done flyers, but it's like not the thing is like, you know, a lot of people don't read the whole thing. So do I give the offer first or do I give the pain points and say imagine yourself? You know, that's the part that's kind of tricky.
Yeah, I think I would just say the title first. So like the gratitude special.
Right.
And then go right into, you know, what it's going to solve, you know.
But I do the gratitude special and I give the price then first too? Or first do what I'm going to solve and then later on do the price?
I don't think that I think you could put the price later on at the bottom.
Yeah.
So, but just put the title first and then say kind of like 3 benefits they're going to get from the session.
Mm-hmm. Also, not even go into my blurb during this time of Thanksgiving and blah, 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 blah. Just saying a title, what they're going to get, and then later on do.
Yeah, so your blurb would like, Well, if it's just a flyer, I would just, yes, say the title and then do the benefits. But you're probably going to do an email too, right?
So yeah.
you could flush it out more in an email where you're saying you're feeling really generous and overflowing. And does this sound like you? A lot of my clients, you know, are lonely on Saturday night or feel like they're never going to find anybody. Could XYZ. Well, for a limited time offer or a limited time, I'm offering this gratitude special where you get to work with me. And you could also say that you don't typically do it because you don't. You
right. offer no, packages, I don't.
So you're just for this time, you're offering single sessions, a single session offer.
Well, it's two sessions, but yeah.
Session offer, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I need to leave it for a little bit because I'm feeling kind of fried.
Why don't we end with gratitude? Like, what's one thing that you're grateful for, Ms. Tree?
Oh, me first. I'm really grateful that you came into my life, Khadija. And I'm also grateful for, like, all of my growth. I mean, it was kind of like the start of it last year, and it's been continual. Yeah.
Yeah, I so appreciate that. And it's interesting because you said last year, and we were just saying, imagine what things could be like.
Yeah.
Look at all the growth you had this year.
That's true.
Spectacular. Thank you so much, Tree.
Thank you.
So why don't we go to Maritza? One thing that you're grateful for.
Well, I have to jump on her on Tree's bandwagon, and I'm grateful for you coming into my life as well. Finding you was the beginning of, the shift in my life that I needed. And I haven't looked back. So I have to say that it's an ongoing, as Tree just said, it's just been a little bit of everything growing and growing, and things come and it's growing. So besides that, my one thing that I'm grateful for is seeing the power from within myself. I'm grateful that I'm able to see that on a daily basis and honor it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Maritza. Mute you and let's go to Miss Jackie.
Okay, y'all gonna think I'm biting, but it's okay. No, really, I am grateful for you, Khadija, really, seriously. And because, you know, like they were saying, it just made a difference in my life, you know? I just feel like I've been spinning my wheels, you know, for a very long time. And also, a couple weeks ago, I told my husband, I was like, oh, I really love my class. And he didn't really say, he didn't talk a lot all the time. But he was like, you do? Like, he was shocked, like, pleasantly shocked, though. Like, wow, you really do like something. No, but I like a lot of stuff. But he just said that, and that was, like, you know, kind of proof. And he was kind of happy that I was happy in my class, you know, learning with you a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm really grateful for that. And I'm grateful for meeting all these ladies and stuff. It's been a really nice connection for me. Something to look forward to, and just to know that, you know, there's a lot of us out there. We try to make it, and we're gonna do this.
Absolutely.
So for just a brighter future, I really know that my future is bright.
I know your future is bright too. So I am so grateful for you ladies. It makes me so happy to see your faces on the screen. It means so much to me to hear you say that you feel grateful. It makes this worthwhile because I think as an entrepreneur, you go through ups and downs, and I can't tell you how meaningful it is to me to hear you say that, like, oh, I'm so glad that you're doing this. And I know I've spoken that very same thing to mentors myself. So I really thank you for being here and for trusting me. And I genuinely see your talent and believe in you. And Jackie, I see you doing your workshops. And Maritza, I see you coaching and creating your programs and creating your body of work. And I'm so grateful to be a part of that. So as we close out our circle, I just give thanks for this circle of beautifully amazing, talented women and just the joy it is to come together, to work through our fears, through our struggles, and to be reminded of our skills and talents and purpose, and know that we're here on purpose and that we have a mission to complete. And we give thanks for all the support and the guidance walking us along the way. And we give thanks for all the ladies who are not here tonight, and we send them our love to Kadera, to Lori, to April, and her mother, sending her healing light and love, and that she knows that she's protected and God is with her. So I want to bless your Thanksgiving and the rest of your week as we part ways for today. And we won't see each other next week, but we will be together the following week. So please use the Facebook group. And I'm going to unmute you all so you can say goodnight.
Okay.
Goodnight. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. All right. So I'll be posting this recording on the site. So if you want to reference it for later.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great one. I'm
going to work on some more. If you have any handouts of anything to, like, opening on calls and things like that, that would be awesome.
On what?
On calls, you know, like talking to people about selling them to go to my events or whatever. I know we did that already, but if you have any more information, that would be great.
Absolutely. I was supposed to, I'm going to share a consultation script, like what you could say. It's not so much for, you can adapt it to a call, but I just want to leave you with that you want to connect with them personally before and ask them questions. And I really want you to call Maritza and practice with her.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Oh, the cover of the book.
Oh, yeah, thank you. This one's called Creating Money, but there might be a different one because
No. It's that one. There's that one, and then there's one that kind of has these pillars.
Okay.
But it's an audio. I just noticed that it's an audio as well. Oh, it's a paperback and an audio. But okay. It's from 1988, and that one's from 2007.
Okay, and the authors are Sanaya Roman and Duane Packer.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so I got it.
Okay.
Awesome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.